What are you doing, oh great one?
I've hacked into the email account for Buffy Between the Lines.
Oh. Will this help with your plans to destroy California?
No.
Will it help you to discover the location of the magic talismans?
No.
Then why are you engaging in this activity?
I want to know what people think about me, okay? Now, let me read. Oh, an iTunes review from El Nino 14. He says, it's easily one of the best Buffy fan productions ever, and even I was skeptical as for the first two episodes, but by the third episode you can tell that it's a great idea turned awesome. A genuine, heartfelt continuation. It's not just candy coating, it's got real substance and real depth. It's got a great staff, writing staff, and a cast who work their damnedest to capture the charm and depth of the original cast and characters. The best part is they succeed. You should check this out like yesterday, but now-ish is good too.
That is a most gracious comment. Did Tabs and Kim respond?
No, but I'm sure they loved it.
There did not appear to be anything about you in there, oh creature of the blackness. Shall I read one for you?
Sure.
This is another iTunes review, which I hear the most glorious producers of Buffy Between the Lines appreciate. It comes from Amy Pike, who says, I loved it, and I'm not one for fanfic. It's great having Buffy and the gang again. The actors are amazing, and the writing is just great. It's like having Joss and the rest of the writers back. I get excited when there is a new episode, or even the feedback episodes where Anya and the rest of the gang read the feedback. Keep up the great work. And I can't wait for the next episode.
The actors are amazing. Writing is just great. That's wonderful, Amy, but you forgot the part about how I, Javert, the evil mastermind genius, is the real star of Buffy Between the Lines.
Hey, what's going on here?
Our fearless leader is bemoaning his lack of encouraging feedback. It seems no one has bothered to mention him in their iTunes reviews.
Bummer. Should I read some, boss? Might cheer you up.
Oh, fine.
This comes from Anthony, who says, you could do so many amazing things with this podcast, like maybe act out some of the Buffy comics, or Frey. Just a thought. You guys are doing a great job.
Comics? We're comics now?
I think what Anthony is saying is that the audio drama could act out the comics.
Well, that's a nice idea, but then we couldn't be Between the Lines now, could we?
I'm afraid not, most vampiric one.
I'd better look these over more carefully. Maybe someone has a better idea on how to find my missing talisman. Aha. Here's a comment from Nick V about the Angel minisode. Wait, I wasn't in that one. Nick V says, what a wonderful episode. Clay really sounds like Angel here. He did a fantastic job of playing Angel's quiet broodiness, but also letting out the emotion that Angel must have been feeling visiting Buffy's grave. Definitely a tearjerker. I love Buffy Between the Lines, and it just keeps getting better. It has become my favorite thing to listen to. You guys are all doing an amazing job. I agree with Anthony. I think doing an episode to show us the never-before-seen meeting between Angel and Buffy after she was brought back would be just, wow, monumental much? Yeah, that would be a touching way to celebrate Valentine's Day this year for sure.
I think the way they celebrated Valentine's Day was perfect.
How did they celebrate Valentine's Day?
Well, you see, there was this puppy, and he was nailed to a...
Hush, you two. I'm trying to find a way to mark this comment unread. Otherwise, Angel might come after us, too. We have enough vampires to deal with in this town. No need for another.
Here's another comment on the Angel episode, which lacked your most glorious presence. It's from Volo, who writes... Buffy Between the Lines continues to amaze me with its awesome writing, acting, and production. It's so hard to believe this is a volunteer effort. As a new Buffy fan, I'm sure I miss a lot of references, but I just happened to watch Faith, Hope, and Trick for only the second time, just before listening to the Angel minisode. That made Angel's recollection of finding Buffy's ring so much more vivid. And I am even more amazed at all the ways this cast ties into the original series. Keep up the great work.
At this rate, with all the praise, Tabs and Kim are never going to change the name to Javert Between the Lines. Maybe she means my acting. Of course, she didn't want to hurt the other people in the audio drama. Thank you, Volo. I will endeavor to keep up the high standards of grace, charm, and dignity. Always dignity.
I'll attempt to find another comment for you. This one is from the Beatnik Turtle Band. They wrote your theme song. They said, thanks for the congrats about us completing the song of the day. We appreciate it. Releasing 365 songs in 365 days was a huge challenge. But it led to a lot of good music, like the theme to Buffy Between the Lines. Can we like our own song? So, what do we do with all the free time now that we're done? Well, we're releasing a song a week. We can't stop writing songs and catching up on all the podcasts we listen to, like Buffy Between the Lines. Keep up the great work. We're listening in Chicago.
Chicago, huh? We might have to figure out a way out there to catch one of their shows. I've bookmarked their website to look at later.
What's going on?
Javert hacked into the Buffy Between the Lines email and is getting pissed he doesn't have any comments.
That's not true. Tabs and Kim must be deleting them all. They do not want to see me succeed.
Oh, here's a comment from Kyle. He says, is there a way to have all this sent to me on a different file type? Or could you guys publish this so the Zune software can read it too? Thanks for the heads up, Kyle. We've added a link for the Zune on our website. Hopefully that works for you. Tabs only has an iPod, so she wasn't able to check if the link works. So, if you're listening and have a Zune, can you try the link? Let us know if it works by emailing us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com.
You're helping them.
What can I do? You killed me in episode 5. Tabs recruited me to do some PR.
Typical.
Oh, Justin! This one's about that hot chick we saw in the graveyard. It's from Nick V, who says, I love this episode. I recently rewatched Buffy season 5, and am currently rewatching Buffy season 6. This episode really made the Buffybot into a real character for me, whereas on the show, she seemed oftentimes to be comedic relief, and at other times a plot device. Getting to see the world from her perspective really made me sympathize with her, and makes her untimely demise even more horrible. She actually reminded me a lot of April from I Was Made to Love You. Her desire to please those around her, and actually begin to form opinions and morals? Amazing! You guys rock. Thanks for bringing the Scoobies back.
She's a robot? I totally knew that.
Did not.
Did too.
While they squabble, I shall read another one. From Shannon, who has this to say about episode 1. Interesting. I like it. This is the first time I have been introduced to fan fiction podcast. I enjoyed the first episode. I would love to see you guys cover the time between season 7 and season 8, too.
I've heard that Tabs and Kim are thinking about doing the time between seasons 7 and 8, but they're waiting for more of the comics to come out. Maybe by the time they've finished Angel Between the Lines Season 1 and Firefly Between the Lines Season 1, they can come back to the Buffyverse and do between 7 and 8.
Here's a comment from Suzanne, who says, just found your site and love it all so far. My students love listening as well and laugh at me all the time.
Oh good, fresh minds. Dear future leaders of America in Suzanne's class, oh, are you taking notes? Good. You in the back, wake up. Listen, this is very important. Very soon, I will be making history, and you will all be the generation who knows my name. Mark these days well and see the glory that is...
Oh, shut up already. Here's another comment from Andrea, who says, hi, I find out about this recently at, surprisingly, a bar. One of the bartenders, who said she played Tara, overheard me and my friends talking about Buffy, and she showed us the site and even let us listen to one of the episodes. I don't really remember much after that, blush, but the day after, I found the website written on my arm. So give my thanks to Cliss for showing me this truly amazing project. All of you are doing a fantastic job. I can't wait for the next episode to come out.
That's how I recruit my best minions. In a bar.
Why, thank you, your most beautifully bumpy-headed one.
The funny thing is, Andrea, Cliss was talking to a bunch of the cast and crew members in a Skype chat when she was playing the episode for you. We're so excited you decided to listen.
Dude, this stuff is about you, boss. Here's one from the Buffy Between the Lines forums, with the user Drusilla saying, how could you kill Candace? I really liked that character. Crying or very sad? Mad. Wait a minute. I should have seen that coming. This is based on a Josh show, after all. Anyway, brilliant episode. You guys have really captured what Buffy is. Very happy. Emma, you are brilliant. Kudos.
Emma is brilliant. I'm the one who killed Candace and made you cry.
Moving on. Here's another comment on episode 6 from Tranquility. Such a funny episode. Spanking dialogue, great jokes, engaging story. Well done. I was laughing out loud as I listened. Cheers.
See, someone appreciates my charm, my intellect, my murderous bloodlust.
I think they're complimenting Emma again.
Emma? Damn that woman.
What's going on? Javert, I thought we were going to the club.
Reading email. Not in the mood right now, Caroline.
Fine. Then I'll pout.
Well, if you're going to stay, do something useful. Here, read this comment.
Fine. This comment is about episode 6, and it's from Shattenkind. Loved the episode. I hate that Candace died. She was such a great original character. It really is a Joss Whedon show, now that a character died.
Oh, great. Another listener who hated that Candace died. What is this, a conspiracy?
Larissa left a comment on the Angel minisode, too. She said, I love this little look in the Angel and how he felt about Buffy's death. The scene between him and Buffy was believable, and the acting in general, with that scene and the whole thing, really, was spot on. All around, this is a treat to listen to.
Great. More praise for that poncy Angel.
You're not going to like this one, then, Javert. Hi, it's Josh. Wow, that was an upsetting ending. Good job, all of you. So, the fight is on, right? Now, is Willow going to be getting her power? Is she going to kill what's-he-called? Thank you for all my new podcasts, Kim. Love, Josh.
Kill me? Josh, how could you even suggest that? I'm your friend.
Friend?
Oh, right. I'm going to write him an angry email.
I'm sure he's shaking in his boots. There's more from Teddy, Josh's mom. Joshua was up by 6 o'clock this a.m. with a big smile on his face. I go, it's Saturday, and he knew what he was going to do first thing. On came his computer. Thank you all again for giving him something to listen to and look forward to. We're glad Josh and all of the fans of Buffy Between the Lines are enjoying the episodes. Though no one in this room gets up at 6 a.m., sunlight and all.
Here's a comment from Lady Dreamer about episode 3. I love the title. Princess Bride references are the best thing ever, in my opinion. I was watching season 6, and it was flashing back to the first time the trio met, and I had to laugh, because all I can think of was this episode where Ethan Rain sets them all up together. So clever. My favorite thing about the series is how it feels like it all really happened.
Well, of course it really happens. Tabs and Kim just put listening devices all over Sunnydale. Clever. Clever evil women they are. Oh, here's another email they got from Jose Caradero in Orlando. He says, I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and your show brings back what should have never been canceled. All your episodes have been amazing, and I can't wait until the next one. Your commentaries are always cool, as it shows how much you've worked on this.
Here's another email from Ruth Ann. Hey, Buffy Between the Lines team. I've been listening to the podcast since the beginning, and I've really enjoyed it. The stories are great. Although I sometimes get a few odd looks when I'm laughing out loud while listening to an episode while working out at the gym. What? Do people think that leg presses can't be funny? I did want to thank you specifically for one little bit of the show. I've especially enjoyed Xander's Christmas Thoughts promo. While I normally delete the episodes and the rest of the stuff that comes down off the feed after I listen to it once or twice, I've held on to this file and listen to it at least once every couple of weeks. I'm not really sure why. My family life, and especially Christmases, have been nothing like Xander's. We're not 100% functional, but we do pretty well. I guess it's just the overall feeling that the promo captures, the very essence of Buffy for me. The idea that a group of misfits comes together, become a family, do life together, and, oh yeah, save the world a lot. That's the part about Buffy that I've loved the best since I first discovered it on DVD, and that's the feeling that the little Xander promo captures, and that Buffy Between the Lines gets right a lot of the time as well. So, thanks for providing such great entertainment for my ears. It's almost as good as having Buffy back on TV. I really appreciate the hard work that goes into the podcast, and I look forward to continuing to listen for many more episodes to come. Ruth Ann.
Obviously, this woman is suffering from overexercising if she thinks that pathetic good-for-nothing Xander is more worthy of praise than I am.
Ruth Ann, please ignore Javert. He's emo today.
More email? I'll read this one. It's an email from El Nino 14, and he says, "Hey, well, you know, I stumbled upon your podcast a while ago. I've actually been in the know since you first sent out a casting call, but didn't take it too seriously and kind of fell behind during the holidays. Anyways, I listened to episode 4 and its feedback episode recently. I know I'm behind. And I've got to say, episodes 3 and 4 were quite spectacular. The two best episodes yet. Honestly, I was a bit skeptical in the beginning. Episode 1 had glimpses of the BTBS universe that I know and love, and episode 2, well, let's just say, I wasn't that big of a fan. But episodes 3 and 4 were quite well written. You've actually helped develop Joss's characters and actually proven why BBTL is so fantastic, because it's not just candy coating, it can reach the depth that the show has. I'm very glad I stayed tuned. All of you are awesome for doing this. I know you get a lot of feedback on the Xander voice being so exact, but the rest of the voice actors have improved since episode 1, and have got all the mannerisms down for their characters that really, they're all doing a good job. Just a few things I'd like to ask. I tried to get on the forums about a month ago, but it never got activated. I think the username is El Nino 14. If you could get me activated, I'd appreciate it. Anything I could do to help with the show? I'd love to help in some way. By the way, you still looking for a gun?
Yes, El Nino. If you know where I can get a gun, please let me know. The shops here in Sunnydale all close so early, and when I do get a chance
to
go in...
I think he means gun. The guy from L.A.
Oh.
Thanks for the kind words, and we're glad to see you on the forums now, El Nino. If anyone else is having issues, drop us an email and let us know.
These people really seem to be enjoying Buffy Between the Lines.
They do! And they've been supporting the show by sending it on to friends, leaving us reviews on iTunes, joining our crew, and sending us great feedback.
Did you send this email, Zach? It has your name on it.
No, you idiot. It's a different Zach, and he lives in Rockford, Illinois. Here, let me read it. Hello, everyone. I'm a little new to the podcasting world. I wanted to see if there were any good Buffy-related podcasts. I found Strangely Literal first. By the way, the title is hilarious. And I haven't really changed my position on fanfic. It's just not my thing. Then I discovered Buffy Between the Lines, and I really liked it. The production values are good. A few of the voice actors don't quite have the speech patterns of the characters down, but I wouldn't say they're bad either. The voices for Spike, Dawn, Tara are right on. Also, the Buffy bot is hilarious. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I'm really loving the show, and I'm subscribed on iTunes. Keep up the great work.
Oh, sure. Spike. Just see what you say when I complete my quest, Zach, in Rockford, Illinois. When I'm done, maybe I'll drop Rockford into Michigan Lake.
I'm fairly sure that's impossible.
Don't spoil my fun.
Whatever. Here's another email from Josh and Teddy about our Valentine's Day episode. Hi, it's Josh. I was having a bad day. He gets headaches sometimes, and his body gets real spastic. Teddy. Wasn't expecting an episode. That was a good story. Did you make that stuff up about Anya's mom? It was a good job. I feel like I know her better now. You're an amazing writer. Happy V-Day. Love, Josh. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. Teddy.
Oh, great, Josh. Now you're going to give Tabs a big head. You do realize that she is writing the last episode where I win and California drops into the ocean. Last thing she needs is an ego bigger than mine.
Looks like we're getting to the end of the comments. This one is from the forum user Drusilla, about episode 7. Very amazing episode. I love the frog freakout scenes. Ew, those frogs were nasty.
Yeah, we had one in the blender.
Operative word being had.
Ew!
Here's another comment from Josh about episode 7, most high and pouty one. He says, "Hi, it's Josh. That was amazing. Who is playing Willow? She has a really good voice. So, that book is how she is going to bring Buffy back from the dead? I got an audiobook in the mail, but Buffy Between the Lines is much better. I love it. Thank you all for making my weekend better. Love, Josh."
Oh, now, Willow, you hurt me, Josh. You really hurt me. Man, they even got a voicemail.
Hey guys, cast and crew of Buffy Between the Lines, this is Ben from Kansas. I wanted to let you know how much I'm enjoying your show. I've looked forward to it ever since I saw the casting call on the Audio Addict blog. I was a huge fan of the show originally. I'm blind and in a wheelchair, so I want to let you know how much entertainment this has been for me, because I don't have a chance to get out all that much. The internet is my life, basically. You've made it a little more interesting lately. And I also wanted to ask you guys if you knew of any accessible recording software out there, because I wanted to audition for this season for a couple of the roles, but I couldn't find software that I could use. And I really want to audition for season 2, if I can. But I don't know of any software that I'd be able to use. So if any of you guys out there know, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, and keep up the amazing work. You guys are great. Bye.
Thank you, Ben, for your voicemail. We did some research. As far as we know, most of the programs have accessible functionality built into them. We did find Studio Recorder, which you can find by going to www.aph.org/tech/sr_info.htm, or by calling them at 800-223-1839. We haven't used this program personally, but maybe some of our listeners have a better idea of where to find a good recording software.
Here's our last email. And look how it starts. Hello, geniuses behind BBTL. My name is Katie, and I have recently become very interested in your podcast. I am, as usual, late to the game, as I was with the original series, which I only ended up watching for the first time about a year ago. I have not stopped watching ever since. I just keep cycling through the entire series of Buffy and Angel again and again. When my friend told me about your podcast, I automatically assumed that this also was an old thing that had ended ages ago, but imagine my excitement and surprise when I realized you guys were producing this right now. Anyway, it is awesome, and I love it. I haven't caught up to the current episode yet, but I'm getting there. I do have a question for you guys, though. I keep hearing about how you are going to be starting casting for season 2 around now, and I am trying hard to see how I might possibly get involved. You keep reiterating that, to be a part of the cast, you must also be a part of the crew, but I can't seem to find a place to apply to become a part of the crew. Is the Street Team website the place to do that? I am interested in offering my services as a voice actor, but if there is not a need for that at this time, I would greatly love to help out in any way I can with season 2 or any future endeavor. If you could just point me in the right direction, I would be so appreciative. You guys rock. Please keep doing what you are doing. Yes, we are continuing to produce until we all get very, very, very tired or very, very, very busy. Now, to apply to be a minion of mine, go to evillist.org. It's kind of like Craigslist.
Katie doesn't want to be a minion. She wants to be part of Buffy Between the Lines. And she can do that by going to betweenthelinesstudios.com and filling out an application and emailing it in. One last iTunes review from Australia. Our international fans rock. McFan of McFly says, Buffy Between the Lines is well worth a listen for all the Buffy the Vampire Slayer fans. It's an audio drama, and it's clever and well-written, and they seem to be weaving a really good story that takes place between the 5th and 6th seasons, when Buffy is dead. Some of the voices sound eerily similar to the actors who played them on television. Tara, Xander, and Dawn are standouts, which makes it really easy to listen to and identify who is saying what. The show has very high production values, excellent sound quality, sound effects, and use of original music. Subscribe today. It gives you another dose of the verse while you're waiting for your comics. Buffy the Vampire Slayer Season 8 and Angel After the Fall in comic shops now. Cheers! Thanks for the review. We need more international iTunes reviews. If you're in the UK, Sweden, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, jump on iTunes and leave us a review.
So, that's it?
Until people send in more feedback.
And how do they do that?
Well, they can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com.
Or they can join our forums at forums.buffybetweenthelines.com.
Or they can call our voicemail line, 206-495-6560.
Or they can leave a comment on our website at buffybetweenthelines.com.
Or they can read my blog at javertblog.buffybetweenthelines.com. And they have to send in feedback about how awesome I am.
You just don't stop, do you?
Yay, me.
This is so confusing. How can they even call this a sequel? I can't follow what's going on.
No, see, that guy's possessed.
By what? The ghost of Prince?
Prince isn't dead. His fashion sense sure is. That guy's an archaeologist. He found the Osiris gem.
He did? When did this happen? Does that mean he's evil?
I don't think so. His daughter needs an operation. The gem is supposed to save her life. Or possibly sacrifice her virgin body to the old ones, I forget which.
Can it be both? Cause awesome. Why did that hamster just explode?
He's from Neptune.
Okay, that guy right there has gotta be evil.
How can you tell?
Look at his mustache!
Oh yeah, he must be one of those Nazi fishmongers from the Blood Cult.
Nazis? Wait, when is this movie supposed to take place again?
1985, I think. Or at least it looks like it.
Sure, arg.
Uh-oh, it's the rubber ghost mutant thing!
Think he'll rip another head in half?
If he's any decent kind of monster.
$10 says it's a watermelon close-up.
You're on, Markowitz.
Here it comes. Wait for it.
Oh!
Yes! It's always a watermelon.
What will you buy with your newly acquired booty?
Well, I know a certain girl who's had her eye on that copy of Mouse Guard with the damaged cover.
Aww.
Dear God, will you two shut up? I'm grumpy enough as it is about the lack of boobs in this movie without having to struggle hearing it over your constant commentary.
You just saw two sets of breasts 6 minutes ago.
Yeah, and it's way past due for some more. This movie's got some serious pacing and story structure issues.
Gibson, this isn't supposed to be a good movie.
Elliot, I take my bad movies very seriously.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a copy of... Good God! You can't show that kind of film in public! I'm never shopping here again.
Thanks, come again. The nerve of some people.
The preceding was a promo for the podcast series Geek by Night. Geek by Night is an audio podcast series created by Scott Corelli. It premieres March 18th on geekshow.us, or you can subscribe to the show through iTunes. If your website or business would like to sponsor the show, or another podcast willing to swap promos, please contact us at geekbynight@geekshow.us. Geek by Night is produced by Scott Corelli and John Pavlich. Bad Movie Night, written by John Pavlich and Scott Corelli. It starred John Pavlich, Rachel Russo, Chris O'Connor, and Ian Foltz. With great power comes irresponsibility. GeekShow.us proudly presents Geek by Night, premiering March 18th on a podcatcher near you.
All right, lucky sound editor, you get to work with Javert. I do everything in one take. And it's all perfect. Absolutely perfect. As you'd expect from me, Master Vampire. Okay, here goes. I've hacked... And it's gonna be on the blooper reel. Damn it. It's nice having a lair near the tracks. Lonesome whistle blowing... But when the lonesome whistle blows in the middle of a recording, well, it blows. Oh, sure. Spike. Just see what you say when I complete my quest, Zach, in Rockford, Illinois. When I'm done, maybe I'll rock Dropford. Damn ye. Damn you. Damn somebody. Oh, sure. Spike. We are continuing to produce until we get very, very, very tired. Or very, very, very busy. There's an all in there that I missed.
That was terrible. Trying again.